Here's all of Dodge County by supporting programs and projects that improve the quality of life and build stronger communities. And here to join us for the next hour is Tom Heffron. He is the president of the advisory board for the foundation. If you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595. Or give us a call at the studio at 885-4446. Tom Heffron, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, great to be here.
It's nice to have you. Well, first of all, we want to thank you for your participation in the John Moser Radiothon for Children. Tell us about how you got involved.
Okay. Well, first of all, as far as the foundation, we've been involved with the Radiothon for the last 4 years. And we want to greatly congratulate and thank Good Karma Broadcasting and the company for another highly successful Radiothon. We are one of the recipients of some of the money that you got last week. And all the money that is received from the Radiothon, every single penny goes to Dodge County nonprofits serving children through our grant process. But we've been a partner with Good Karma Broadcasting for 4 years, and actually even we started 6 years ago. And it's been tremendous. We also, with Kevin Hagan, he's puts on our press releases on Daily Dodge, and it's been a great partnership, and we greatly appreciate the sponsorship and things with Good Karma Broadcasting.
Now, the Radiothon raises money for children's charities in particular. Can you talk about how you're directing the funds that you got from the Radiothon to efforts that help children in particular?
Yeah, we'll talk about one of our things that we do is we do a twice-a-year grant cycle. And we have online applications. They have to be a 501c3 in Dodge County. That 501c3, that's an IRS number for nonprofits. And they have to be serving people in Dodge County. So we usually get about 30 to 50 applications each grant cycle, both in the spring and in the fall. And so we direct the money that we get from the Radiothon for children's programs, whether it's outside programs or other things that they do, Bo's Heavenly Clubhouse, some of the same organizations that also were part of the Radiothon. But we direct that money then to for children's services.
All right, very good. Tell us a little bit about the foundation, its history, how we got to the point where we are now from the point where you got started.
Okay. So we're almost 6 years old now. Five or 6 years ago, my co-founder, Patrick Lutz, who is a longtime educator in Beaver Dam, and then, of course, myself, born and raised in Beaver Dam, we said, you know, let's do something to really help all of Dodge County and the profits. And so we were having some breakfast meetings, and we said, you know, maybe there's a chance here that Beaver Dam and Dodge County is ready for a community foundation. And so some of the things that we talked about that we thought would help would be the fact that there's always been at least 6 to 10 or even more people that would raise a lot of money over the many years. Okay, whether it's for the churches or for the theater or for the Y or for the major organizations. And they definitely concentrated on raising money for buildings. Okay, so we also said, well, okay, those major fundraisers are kind of getting up in age. We talked to a number of them that were around, and they said, yeah, we're getting tired, you know, being asked all the time for raising money. And so we said, okay, the thing about the Community Foundation is that it's here to stay. It's going to, you know, last forever. So we wanted something there. We also saw the trend that there were a lot of small and medium-sized nonprofits in Dodge County that really had some great needs, okay? And it could be small needs from $500 to $1,000. We also saw the trend where the business and industry, which they were always extremely generous in this area, But we also saw that they were to get money out of the industries, you had to go to corporate. There wasn't the local person as much as before, that where they would make decisions and give money. So we said, okay, let's set up something as a community foundation. We named it Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation because we said, well, okay, initially it was going to be started. We knew that at least the funds and the donations were mainly going to be in Beaver Dam at the start, but we added area to include everything in Dodge County. And that has really helped us. We are all all volunteer organization. What we did, though, is since we knew people 6 years ago when we first started this, we knew people at the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. And we had a little bit of money there as well as a family. And so we went up to the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. We said, please help us become a 501c3 nonprofit or help us get started. They said, well, we could have you up and running as a regional affiliate. So that's what we did. We became a regional affiliate within a couple months. So even though we're all volunteers and all the money stays within Dodge County that we raise and that we give out, we now have 6 professional staff at the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. So they take care of our accounting and our marketing and give us guidance. And they have been absolutely tremendous to work with. So they're the 6 professional staff that we have. Then we also set up a 20-member advisory committee that meets 4 times a year. We tried to pick a variety of people from Waupun and Horicon and Mayville and Beaver Dam and other areas of the county, but also like thinking that they wanted to really improve life and improve things in Dodge County. So we meet 4 times a year, and that's really good. One of the things that we did talk about, both Patrick Lutz and myself and the advisory committee, we said, okay, Dodge County is not necessarily a real large population. It's, 90,000 people, okay, which is not real big for a county. But the generosity of Dodge County has always been tremendous. Even when I grew up here, And also the past number of years, the generosity of people, and the Radiothon proves it again, but the generosity of people in Beaver Dam and Dodge County has always been tremendous for our size county. When you talk about, when you compare Dodge County to other counties, it's pretty amazing the amount of generosity, the amount of donations, the amount of things that have been raised for both not just buildings, but also now for services.
Very good. We're talking about the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation with Advisory Board President Tom Heffron. We're going to take a break right here and be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
When we started picture framing, we used the scraps we had from making furniture and coffins. Things have changed over time. We invite you to discover the picture framing department at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We can frame almost anything. If you have something you would like to preserve in a picture frame, McKinstry's can help. Our professional staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. We stock a complete selection of picture frame moldings, matting, and glass choices. This ensures professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, canvas pictures, and award certificates. Best of all, you will be amazed at the everyday low prices. Bring your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam.
McKinstry's will be closed July 3rd through the 6th in honor of Independence Day.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year.
McKinstry's.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello, I'm with Dr. Anna from Preferred Dental Partners in Horicon and Beaverdam. I'm curious, what makes you smile as a dentist?
Helping people with TMJ problems has been a passion of mine since it has been something I've dealt with my whole life. We take a comprehensive approach with treatment, including Botox injections for muscle pain, splints to protect the joints at night, and treating the bite with an adjustment or Invisalign. Seeing someone finally get relief from TMJ pain definitely makes me smile.
If you've been struggling with TMJ problems, call Preferred Dental Partners today.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We are talking about the Beaverdam Area Community Foundation, which raises money for all kinds of worthy causes all over Dodge County. If you have a question or a comment, go ahead and give us a text or a call at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. And it occurs to me, Tom, that the existence of the foundation really must take a lot of pressure off of these nonprofits who maybe don't have the staffing or the time to raise money themselves, that you must be helping take a bit of a burden off their shoulders.
Yes, and especially the smaller ones, you know, especially if they're all a volunteer organization or their whole organization is like $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000. Okay, so for us, what we did then is we set up a twice a year grant cycle, spring and in the fall. Our next one will be announced in early September. Okay, it is all online on our website, which is run through the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. That is Beaverdam ACF, which stands for Area Community Foundation.com. So organizations and individuals can go on the website. It's all online. It's a real quick application process. We do give out grants from $500 to $2,500. We fund just about anything, but we do avoid things that are political, and we avoid things that are religious. Okay, but saying that, that still means that a religious organization can apply for things that are non-religious, and I'll give you some examples. St. Vincent de Paul over here needed some money for new food carts for their food pantry. The St. Catherine Drexel Band Guild asked for money for music stands. Okay, the Living Hope food pantry over in Fox Lake needed money for additional food for distribution. So all those things are non-religious to us, okay? And so as long as the organization is a 501c3 and they're serving part of Dodge County, we're all good. So again, the website is beaverdamacf.com, and we'll be announcing our next grant cycle in early September. Usually the nonprofits, since I was a director of a couple of nonprofits in my lifetime, they have usually about a month to fill out the application. The shorter the better, because we definitely know a lot of the Dodge County nonprofits and what they do and all the tremendous services that they provide. We do also announce our grant cycle on Facebook and, of course, Daily Dodge, all the local papers. on our website that I mentioned. And we also, there is a Dodge County Interagency Group that meets by Zoom the first Thursday of the month, and we usually announce it there as well. So a lot of the Dodge County nonprofits are on there as well. We raise, just, you know, for our grant cycle, which is a separate fund that we have, we are at the point now that we raise about $100,000 a year, and we give out about $100,000 a year. So, but we also get each grant cycle, we usually get over $100,000 of requests each grant cycle. So we usually give out about $40,000 to $50,000 of grants. However, a lot of them are $500 to $1,000 or $1,500. And a lot of it is that is extremely important, like you mentioned, Terry, that's extremely important to all the nonprofits. And I can give you just a few examples, if you wish.
Yes, please.
The whole list of our grant recipients, which we're now up to 83 different Dodge County nonprofits, which is kind of surprising to us, because even living in Dodge County most of the time, my lifetime, that even I didn't realize that there were all these different nonprofits out there, and there's a lot more that have not even applied yet. But 83 different nonprofits have applied, more than applied, and that we've given money to. And they're all over the place. So, for example, we've given money to the Beaver Dam Loaves and Fishes for a refrigerator. Okay. The Watertown Family Connection, that was for a baby shower, $1,000 for a baby shower. We gave money to the Playground Movement in Beaver Dam. The Horicon Phoenix program, we gave them $1,500 for baby pantry, for diapers and formula, those kind of things, which is a wonderful program over there. Mayville Open Door, they asked for, we gave them $2,000 for strengthening of academic and behavioral and social emotional well-being. Gave money to PAVE, of course, Bo Williams Henry Foundation, which is the Bo Heavenly Clubhouse. They asked for money for a spa day for the bereaved mothers. So we're kind of like all over the place. And as long as they are serving part of Dodge County, we're all good. We also gave money to ARC of Dodge County. That was for a spring dance. Wayland Academy, that was for their culture convention. Friends of Dodge County Park, that was for design engineering as they continue to work toward the Gold Star Memorial Trail, which is a trail going from Mayville and then ending up in Beaver Dam. Dodge County Fair Association needed money for some new computers. So you got to get an idea. Waupun, they asked for some money for their rotating sculpture collection. Lost Lake Randolph, they asked for money for roof repairs. So that's okay. You know, as long as it's not new construction, but it is repairs, whatever, we fund those kind of things. So we get all these different requests. We go through them as an advisory committee. Fond du Lac finally officially approves them, and then we give out the money.
Now, you mentioned the period is open for organizations to apply for grants.
Yes.
What sorts of information should these groups be providing you in order to help you make your decisions?
Okay. There's actually two parts of the application, and we always tell them make it as short as possible. I used to read a lot of federal and state grants in my time. The first part is basically the profile and the EIN number and those kind of things, board of directors of the organization. That's the front part of the application. The second part is what they're asking for that grant cycle, okay? And yes, they can ask for the same thing. So an example is we fund a lot of the food pantries in town. And they've asked, well, you know, Heffern, there's just so many ways we can say that we need money for food, okay? And it says, it's okay, because we know you do great work. We know who you are. We know that you have spent the money wisely that we have given you before, and it's okay. You can use the same thing. But most of them kind of change it around a little bit. We also give money to some of the Lake Improvement Associations. They wanted money for a Beaver Dam Lake Improvement Association, wanted money for fishing rods for Youth Fishing Day, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, so it's all on our website, which is beaverdamacf.com. And it'll be posted again in early September. And then nonprofits will have at least a month to apply. And usually within a month, then we get back to everybody as far as what we're going to award.
All right. Very good. We're going to take a break for the news and be right back with Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
Floyd, no, you were in education, right? Is that true?
Yes, an educator in Beaver Dam for 30-plus years.
So did you have Sherry as a student?
Yes, she was a very good student, but the problem was the boys always wanted to talk to her.
Oh.
So I kind of put her in the back of the room.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
One of the best parts of the Columbus 4th of July festivities is having a beverage and listening to live music with your friends. Whether it's alternative or classic rock, country, pop, and more, Columbus has you covered. See the Drexel Stage's great night acts starting at 7 p.m. like a DJ July 2nd, Smart Mouth July 3rd, and The Ramble on the 4th. From 1 to 11 on the 5th, No Limit followed by The Now keep the party rolling at the main stage. Find the full schedule with locations on Facebook at Columbus 4th of July Festival, Wisconsin.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Sean Diddy Combs found not guilty of sex trafficking and not guilty of racketeering conspiracy. The verdict's a big win for the hip-hop mogul, who was convicted of two lesser charges of transportation for prostitution. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what the jury had agreed upon.
They really had to make a difficult decision, not just on the racketeering conspiracy, but as the defense said, the women that Combs was accused of trafficking were also his long-term girlfriends. Cassie Ventura with him for 11 years, Jane with him for more than 3 years. And the defense tried to argue that they were consensual relationships.
Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse. Both sides have until 1 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon to write letters to the judge to advocate for and against his release. The judge has not set a time, but says he will decide on that today. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News, I'm Terry Bell. Abortion remains legal in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued its ruling this morning that invalidates a 176-year-old law that was long interpreted as an abortion ban. The decision ends 3 years of uncertainty after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Justice Rebecca Dallet writes the state legislature had effectively repealed the 1849 law when it passed new laws regulating abortion. 58,000 people in Wisconsin could lose either Medicaid or Affordable Care Act coverage under the Big Beautiful Budget Bill the U.S. Senate passed yesterday. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the bill strips benefits from the neediest Americans. Republican Ron Johnson says it avoids a $4 trillion tax increase. The bill is now in the U.S. House. A proposed flood mitigation study would look at how water moves through the Horicon Marsh, Lake Sitisippi, and into the Rock River. A coalition tried but failed to get a county committee to approve funding for the study this week. The new superintendent for the Dodgeland School District is on the job. Todd Greco started his new duties yesterday. He comes to Juneau from the Parkview School District in Orfordville. Greco replaces Jessica Johnson, who stepped down in May. Beaver Dam police are reminding drivers to avoid Madison Street from Mill Street south to Curie Street. Crews are working on an infrastructure and repaving project. Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson says if you live or have business in the area, you can drive there. But he says the street is closed to through traffic until November 15th. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 86. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 64. Chance for storms tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 87. Mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 80 degrees.
This news update is brought to you by Richards Insurance. Visit Richards Insurance in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Oshkosh, Watertown, and West Bend, or online at richardsinsurance.com.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Richards Insurance in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Oshkosh, Watertown, and West Bend, or online at richardsinsurance.com. News has been brought to you by Richards Insurance. Visit them in Beaver Dam, Oshkosh, Columbus, West Bend, and Watertown, or online at richardsinsurance.com.
Coming up this week on the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Miz and the crew try to stay hot as they inch closer in the NL Central. Bobby Portis is back in Milwaukee, and American Legion Post 146 continues to ramp up with the postseason coming ever closer. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and of course on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's time to stock up and save at the Market at Beaver Dam with the Buy 5, Save $5 event. Mix or match any five participating items and get $5 off instantly. Load up on favorites like Kraft Shredded or Chunk Cheese, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, Kraft Mayo or Miracle Whip. Grab freezer staples like Orida Fries, Tots or Hash Browns, and Eggo Waffles. And don't forget Oscar Mayer Deli Lunch Meat, Wieners or Smokies. Find all participating items in the Market app. Big savings, easy shopping, only at the Market at Beaver Dam.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. It is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating their 167-year anniversary this year. And they have picture framing services. McKinstry's Home Furnishings stocks a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservation, as well as mattings and glass. Conservation mattings, I should say. I combined those words and I shouldn't have. Moving on, this ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework family photos. Wedding pictures, oil paintings, wildlife prints, and award certificates. They've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you will be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKinstry sales designers help you select the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You will be very happy you did. They are in downtown Beaver Dam on Front Street under the red awning. Now, without further ado, here is Terry Bell with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jay Kays. This is Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're joined by Tom Heffron. He is with the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, which raises and distributes money to all kinds of worthy nonprofits all over Dodge County, not just Beaver Dam. And there are different ways that money is distributed, Tom. One is through the grants, and there is another effort called the Family of Funds. Yep. And I was wondering if you could explain for us what the Family of Funds is all about.
Sure. And just I just wanted to make a couple of last little comments.
Absolutely.
About the grant cycle.
Sure.
In the last 5 years, we've given out over $309,000 to Dodge County nonprofits. We also have a tremendous partnership with the National Exchange Bank. In trust, a tremendous partnership with them that's made this also possible, making give out grants. But we're always looking for donors, of course. We also have people that from business and industry that could donate to our grant fund, which is a separate fund totally that we give out to the nonprofits. We also have been getting more. There's been a trend of more people giving from their retirement funds. Because they're at the age that they have to do what's called RMDs, required minimum distribution, or QCDs, qualified contribution distributions. So they have to do something with their money, and so we work with them as well, and they can contribute those to our grant funds as well. We also have one of our fundraisers that we do for the grant cycle is coming up. In September, it's Saturday, September 20th. It's called the fourth annual social event at Uga Brewing Company. Excuse me. And it's always been a lot of fun. It's 2 until 7 p.m. The music will be is also donated. So that's from Jay Wildner, who's a folk singer. And then we also have the Characters, which has a local band that has a very good following. And they'll be playing. So that's Saturday, September 20th at Uga. And there'll be more information coming out on press releases on that. That money also goes into our grant funds as well. So just wanted to mention those about the grants. The second aspect, which is totally separate from our grant cycle, is we have what's called Family of Funds. We help individuals or families or business or industries or agencies. And actually, a lot of the cities and municipalities have set up funds with us. That means that they set up their own fund. They control the money. People can contribute to those funds at any time. But they decide what to do with their funds once it's in there. But it's all nonprofit type things. So, for example, right now we have, in just 5 years, we have 95 different funds with us. And the different kinds that we have is called designated. This is where people or a family says, I want all my money to go to this particular agency, okay, or nonprofit. We also have more people have been setting up scholarship funds with us now where they want to, they set aside some money and then they provide scholarships for high school graduates. We have what's called donor advised funds. These are families or individuals that have set up their own funds. They contribute either cash or check or stocks or bonds, those kind of things. Those are handled by the Fond du Lac office, and they set up their own family fund, and then they can decide how to give out their money to the different charitable organizations, actually not just Dodge County, but also in the world. So I'll give you an example. The Heffron family, we donated stock, okay? So then my stock went from Milwaukee to Fond du Lac office. They sold it. It was a total donation. I'm not a financial planner, but I do know that I avoided capital gains taxes, okay, because it was a total contribution. So now Judy and myself have a pot of money that we can give out to the different nonprofits as we wish. But those are called donor-advised funds, and we have over 20 of those ready. Any person that has an interest in that, as far as for a family or an individual, they can certainly contact us, and we can talk through it, and then Fond du Lac, the professionals, talk to the person as well. The other part of our funds is called agency funds. So, for example, we have 13 different funds with the Beaver Dam, with the city of Beaver Dam. We have a fund strictly for Swan Park. We have funds strictly for the, we had one for the pickleball courts. That was a brand new thing. But we have city funds or municipal funds with Fox Lake and Hustisford, Mayville, Horicon, Lamira, Juneau, and Waupun that are either agencies or part of their group. So we have funds that were set up by the Beaver Dam Police Department charities, okay, or the fund, or the Beaver Dam Fire Department set up a fund where they can raise money from the private sector for equipment and for safety and for their cadet program, those kind of things. That whole area of family of funds, which is totally separate from the grant funds, that is now around $4 million that we have of total assets. Again, these are funds that are set up by the individuals or by agencies. There's a lot of nonprofits that have set up funds with this as part of their total financial picture, which also means that if you have a donor-advised fund with us, now you can do an interfund transfer. You don't even have to cut a check. You can send an email to us and to Fond du Lac. They do an interfund transfer to the favorite charity, to PAVE or Churchill Services or St. Vincent de Paul, and they just do the interfund transfer. So that's another option that people have. But when the money is in the funds, it's actually invested very conservatively through Fond du Lac, National Exchange Bank, Madison Investors, and it's combined with the Fond du Lac pot of money as well. Last year was a good year. They had about a 9.5% positive return. So that's been real good. Okay.
Right. And I guess that's an important thing for people to know, that the money they donate is taken care of, invested, as you say, conservatively. So that money is growing. So as you said earlier in the program, it'll be there forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is controlled by the organization, okay, or the family. And the starter fund is basically just $1,000, and then you have to keep a minimum balance of $1,000. But with the funds that we have, the 95 funds that we have, some are $1,000 and some are $500,000, okay, depending on how it's set up. And it's just one part of, again, I'm not a financial planner, but our advisor, but you should work with your financial advisor, or if you're doing getting into estate planning or whatever, that's this could be part of your plan to set aside so much money, and then also tell your heirs, okay, or your succession of how you want your money distributed in the future when you're not here.
Very good. We are talking about the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation and the work they do for nonprofits all over Dodge County. We're talking to Tom Heffern, the president of the advisory board. We're going to take a break here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This year at the Dodge County Fair, fun takes the limelight at a brand new stage. See the new state-of-the-art WDS stage at the Good Karma Brands Park, presented by Newman Pools, and the Dodge County Fair August 13th through the 17th for 5 days of fun, music, games, prizes, and more. During the fair, don't miss the special themes and events for all ages throughout the week. Exciting new great times at the Good Karma Brands Park and Dodge County Fair from Wednesday, August 13th through the 17th. Full event schedule on DailyDodge.com.
Shop the pig!
Celebrate the 4th of July the Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly Way with great food, great deals, and great company. Grill certified Angus beef semi-boneless ribeye steaks for just $9.99 a pound. Cook out classic Fox Brothers award-winning brats or original Italian sausage, only $4.99 for the 19-ounce package. Bring a fruit bowl to the party with blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, or blueberries. Buy one, get one free. Grab bicolor sweet corn, 5 for a dollar, and summer ripe peaches or nectarines for just $1.48 a pound. Cool down with Pepsi or Mountain Dew 12 packs. Buy two, get two free. And Kemp's ice cream for just $2.99 with 2,000 pig points. Ruffles or Doritos are 3 for $9. And Townhouse Toasteds or Keebler Club crackers are just $2.99 when you buy two. Plus, chunk or shredded cheese is only $1.88. Shop Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville or visit foxbrospigglywiggly.com.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig! At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
At Klodowski Real Estate, we just want to say thank you, Dodge County. It is our absolute honor to help you buy, sell, and transition through every phase of life. We love this community. We live here, we work here, and we're proud to serve our neighbors with care and commitment. Here's to home, here's to you. We love to hear from you, whether you're hoping to buy, considering selling, or just have questions. You can reach us at 920-219-9212 or KlodowskiRealEstate.com. Klodowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment for today's community comment, here's Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We are on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. We're talking about the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation with Advisory Board President Tom Heffron. And Tom, there are different ways that the fundraising happens, and I know you wanted to talk about that right now.
Yeah, another aspect. So again, we have three different aspects of the foundation. One was the grant cycle that we just talked about, and then also the family of funds, where people can set up their own funds and then generate income and then decide how they want to spend their dollars for nonprofits. The third aspect then we've kind of gotten into the last couple of years, and that's been helping organizations with their fundraising. Because a lot of different organizations, when you go on our website, which is beaverdamacf.com, there is a link there to all of our different funds that we have that are agencies. Well, there's a lot of Dodge County agencies that have set up funds with us, or municipalities. So some of those groups then have been doing, when they do a major fundraiser, then they are, we have, so well, you could use your fund that you have with us to make sure that everything is tax deductible as far as contributions from the public and your tremendous listeners. And so what we do then is we either, if they don't have a fund, then we create one for them. So an example is last year there was a lot of activity with the raising money, the $300,000 that the group did for the pickleball courts, okay? So we set up the City of Beaver Dam Pickleball Fund, okay? And the tremendous group, they raised money. And then that money then was through their foundation fund. The nice thing about it is then that once the money is there, then it makes a little bit of investment, a little bit of additional increase in their dollars. But the Fond du Lac office also automatically sends a thank you letter out. So then the organization didn't have to worry about sending out a thank you, because you know, with a lot of different volunteers or nonprofits or board of directors, or even staff, they a lot of times don't have time to send out a thank you letter acknowledging the contribution, whether it's $10 or $100,000 or whatever. So Fond du Lac takes care of that. So that's been a real selling point, if you will. So some of the groups this past year and that we're also involved with right now, St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry Expansion, the City of Beaver Dam Swan Park. Right now we are still trying to raise money for the band shell, as well as the spring house. The people, your listeners will know that the last couple of years we raised about $700,000 through the City of Beaver Dam and their Swan Park Fund for the wonderful splash pad and the renovations of the ponds and the historical markers and all those kind of things. Another group that we worked with the last number of years has been the Fox Lake Clawson Park. They wanted to replace their playground equipment that was from the 40s and 50s, including that slide that was real high that would burn you because was metal. Yeah. So they raised money, and so that was through the Fox Lake Clawson Park Fund. Right now, there's a group that's trying to raise money for the City of Beaver Dam Skate Park. There's a group, I think they've been on your program here. We're winding down, but they're still very active for a while. That's the Beaver Dam Library. You know, they've been trying to raise $1 million for renovation of their tremendous Next Chapter campaign. That's a fund with the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, and then money goes through that. Then we give it to Fond du Lac, put it in the Beaver Dam Library Fund, and then they send out the thank you letter. Another one that's been ongoing that's starting to gear up again is the Beaver Dam Rotary Holiday Lights. Okay. So all good stuff. And so that's another part of what the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation does. Big or small checks makes no difference, or stocks or whatever. We also give the organization a QR code. So people, as you know, the younger generation don't necessarily write out checks. They scan for their mm-hmm. contributions, okay? And so the donor pays, I think, a little 2 or 3% fee, but not the agency or if that's this raising the funds. But so the QR code, we give them that people then can make contributions directly through their credit card. Then the other thing that we do is we do a lot of big check pictures, which is on Daily Dodge and, of course, the local papers. And we do a lot of the big check pictures to give awareness out there. So the other thing, though, is that if people wanted to have a presentation for their group or just talk to me or talk to the Fond du Lac office, I can give you my contact information. Again, I'm Tom Heffron. I'm the president and co-founder of Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. My phone number is 920-763-2618, and our website is beaverdamacf.com. My email address is kind of unique. It's bdtoyman.com, T-O-Y-M-A-N, since I have 20 rooms of toys that people know about.
Oh, my.
So my daughters gave me that as an email address. So anyway, that's bdtoyman.com. So if people have any interest as far as from your agency or as your family that have an interest in anything with dealing with the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, they can certainly contact me.
And it sounds like you provide all kinds of services. Not only do you distribute money, but you can also help organizations who still want to do their own fundraising.
Absolutely, yeah. And they can also set up their own fund and do their fundraising through their fund as well.
And again, now is the time perhaps for groups that want to apply to sort of get their ducks in a row so they're ready when the application comes up for the next grant cycle.
Yep, and that'll be announced again in early September. It'll also be on Daily Dodge and also on our website, beaverdamacf.com. And they'll have basically a month to apply for our grant cycle, which is separate from the family of funds. Grant cycle is strictly money that we raise and give out to the Dodge County nonprofits.
Right. And the family of funds is?
Totally separate, that people, families, or individuals, or business and industry, or agencies, or municipalities can set up their own funds with the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation.
Very good. Tom Heffron of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, it was an hour well spent. Thanks for coming in this morning.
And thanks for everybody, and thanks for all your generosity out there and all that you do to improve lives in Dodge County.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for being with us.